All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, October 16th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a two-game MLB main slate getting started in about 2 hours here. We have Thursday Night Football as well between the Steelers and Bengals. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All right. What is going on, everybody? We also have some NHL action tonight as well. Don't want to leave out NHL in full swing here. So we got three big sports currently underway here, and then we have NBA tipping off in about 5 days here. So pretty soon, for a very small window of time before the World Series is over, we're going to have baseball, football, hockey, and NBA for the biggest sports in the DFS lobbies. So super fun time to be playing some DFS. Got some questions queued up here for the beginning of the show. So we will start there and then see where we go from there. All right. First question. We use one group per contest template to run all lineups and ensure diversification, right? What happens in the case of a single entry contest? Shouldn't it push the lineup with the highest Saber score based on what was submitted to the 8K Daily Dollar? It didn't seem to pick the top lineup. It actually pushed a strange one that even had a DST in a showdown. Okay, so having a defense in a showdown does not concern me in general here, right? I'm not super concerned about that. Now, it's going to depend here. It looks like you're on the Ultimate subscription, so I'm going to answer this as if you're an Ultimate subscriber. You know, when you have a group, right, and even if you have, you know, more than one group, right, the average Saber score should only be of concern to you if you are on starter plan. Now, the reason for that is that Saber score is using the simple contest sim where it would be better to have an average ROI metric, basically is what I'm saying, than have an average Saber score metric. These are both ROI, but the Saber score one is the simple sim, the one sim used for all contests where the ROI, which is going to be target ROI here, if we like had a sim, would be the exact contest that you're playing. So each group on Ultimate gets optimized by the results for each individual contest sim results. So every individual contest's ROIs. So if you are using Ultimate, you see the lineup above has a higher Saber score than the lineup below. That shouldn't be of concern. So I wouldn't worry about it with regard to that. Now, when you're using one group per contest, what this is doing is it's creating an individual group for every contest that you have. So with the case of single entries, it works the same, right? It's running the sim for that single entry. It's grabbing lineups from the pool. This is a concept we've been talking a lot about. And I'll run some lineups here to demonstrate this. Let these lineups run. Okay, so let's assume that we have two contests and we have a single entry and then we have a 20 max, okay? I'm going to put them like this. One single entry on top, 20 max on bottom. And then we are going to change this to portfolio. Okay, and this changes to 20 lineups. And then let's re-diversify. All right. So we just re-diversified, right? Now, if you're on starter, okay, your top contest should have a higher saber score because it should take the first saber score. Remember, every lineup in your pool is going to have a saber score, okay, which is the simple sim ROI. That's going to be the same for all of them. However, you know, lineup one, for instance, right? If you have two contest sims on Ultimate, lineup one is going to have a saber score ROI, a single entry ROI, and then a 20 max ROI, okay? So it's going to have three ROIs, one for each contest, and then the simple sim one, right? The simple sim one is obviously the same, but like this lineup could have two different ROIs for the other single entry and 20 max that it's in. So like here, what's happening is the single entry group is taking the 500 lineups, reshuffling them based on highest ROI to lowest for the single entry alone, and then picking the best one. And then the 20 max is taking the 500, reshuffling the lineups for that contest sim, sorting by ROI, but then not just taking the top 20 ROI with portfolio, it's figuring out which 20 lineups best complement each other. So if you're using Ultimate, I would be less concerned about the saber score and just know that it's using the specific contest's results. And then I would also be super open to defenses in my showdown lineups. I think they are very, very viable. All right, next question. Struggling to win with the new lineup groups compared to before. I generally play a handful of single entries and a bunch of bigger tournaments, about 350 lineups in NFL. What groups should I use? I do both single game and full slate. Okay, so as far as what I would do, as far as like setup purposes, right? What would I do? So let's just like walk through the options. One group per contest is going to give you a group for each contest that you're playing. Okay. So if I was playing a single entry and a 20 max, I get two groups like this. If I used all contests in one group, I would get one group with two contests assigned to it and 20 lineups. Okay. This would reuse one of the 20 from the 20 max into my single entry. Okay. So this is like basically matching your highest entry contest and duplicating those lineups across all of your total entries. So if I was playing four 20 maxes, this would give me 20 lineups and use those 20 lineups in all four contests. Okay. If I was playing a single entry, a 3 max, and a 20 max, it would give me 20 lineups and it would use 20 lineups total, where the single entry gets lineup one, the 3 max gets lineups 1, 2, and 3, and then the 20 max gets all 20. So lineup one would be used three times in that example. Direct fill one, what this is going to do is if I have four 20 maxes, it's going to make this 80 lineups and it's going to give me a unique lineup for each entry that I have. So I think that this part is a little bit more about understanding what the different templates do, because if you had a winning process, right, using Classic and you're trying to make the jump from Classic to groups, you know, you want to obviously find a way to mirror what you were doing as close as possible. You should be able to do that. That was like a very key part of like the update, you know, we want to make things better, but we also want to allow people to retain kind of a very similar flow to what they've done previously. Now, that's why there's like this direct fill template. That's why this is like the all contests in one group is like the rank fill approach. The one group per contest is like our newer kind of recommended approach. So there's like different ways to do things similar to how you've done them in the past. It's just about figuring out which one kind of best fits that. And then if one doesn't, you know, you can create something here that mirrors exactly what you're used to doing. Like, you know, okay, I play a handful of single entries. Well, maybe I build those as one group and I do like a build for my single entries. Okay, well, then you could group them all together and you say, hey, create a group for all of my contests where max entries equals one, and then set it to the number of entries. So if I'm playing 10 single entries, this will create a group with 10 lineups and all of those single entries together. Okay, great. But then I also do, you know, separate builds for my 20 maxes and 150s, right? Well, then that would just be like creating different groups for them. So then, okay. And this one, I want to just create a group for each of my contests that are left, right? Because once the single entries are part of like a sub rule, then they will be excluded from future rules. So like if I write, okay, create a group for each contest, this excludes what came before and the single entries came before. So just trying to figure out, you know, what works best with your process and then, you know, using that, customizing it as needed. All right, next question. For Large Field Showdown, is there a default copy and paste Saber Sim settings, uniques, ownership fade, correlation, etc.? Are there any captain / stack rules you start from? Okay, good opportunity to call this out. So if you go to Saber School, you go to Saber System in the top left here, right? Saber School, Saber System. Go and check out this Saber System NFL Showdown playbook. Okay, this is like probably exactly the video that you're looking for here, the NFL Showdown playbook. Watch Jordan build NFL Showdown lineup step by step using the Saber System 6-step process. This hands-on playbook shows stage 1 and stage 2 players how to turn Saber Sim into their showdown weapon, from contest selection to building optimal lineups for different game scripts. Okay, so this is exactly what you're looking for. You know, just to elaborate a little bit, you know, the settings that when you open a new build, right, you go to a slate, you go to a build. What is set up with min and max salary, the slider settings, this is everything we recommend. We set it up to make it simple to just go straight to building lineups. Okay, you got to make the two recommended or the two required adjustments to projections. And you'll see this DraftKings compliance warning pop up. But like you just make two adjustments here. And then that unlocks the build lineups button. But everything is as expected, right? Settings are as we recommend. Salaries as we recommend. We don't recommend any rules by default. Sometimes we'll have rules that make sense. You know, you'll see this like for like an NFL main slate. We have some default rules that are built. They do require you to activate them. So like if we go to the main slate, we go to build lineups, we go to rules, you open up this groups rule. These are just some ones that we've tested, but this don't use. Sorry, say that again. It's something that, you know, we've written here because it makes a lot of sense, right? Generally, you don't want to play players against your defense because every time, you know, you get a touchdown, that's negative points for your defense, that bad correlation. Or that negative correlation is something we generally want to avoid, right? So sometimes there's rules like that we create, but we don't turn them on for you. We kind of just like suggest them. You know, baseball is like another one. Usually, I think the playoffs, you could probably leave it off, but like during the MLB season, right? Like playing a pitcher against a batter is like generally bad, but the playoffs are a lot different. You know, it could be a 2-0 game and maybe the pitcher pitched really good, but gave up one home run. You know, maybe like Yamamoto, right? Gives up one home run to Churio. You probably could have played Yamamoto and Churio in the same lineup and like it would have been fine. So, and then guys are on short leashes super often. So like maybe they don't go super far in a game. So maybe they don't face the starter, but then they get like they're viable against like the bullpen. So I would leave it off basically is my point for the playoffs, but I think it's you know, a good default rule for regular season. Jay Johnson said, thanks. You're welcome. All right. Next question. Struggling to understand templates on the new update. I tried to do one big lineup group that has single entry sats / multi-entry sats and all other GPP. But once it's done, it just shows the individual satellites instead of grouping all my single entry satellites and grouping all my multi-entry satellites as two solid groups that contain those satellites. Is there still a way to do this? The reason I separate the sats is to rank different. Okay, so what we're trying to do, what it sounds like to me, is we want one group for single entry satellites, one group for multi-entry satellites, and then we want a group for each of our GPPs. So the way I would do this is I would first create a lineup group for all, change each to all, and then add a requirement where I would say contest name includes satellite, add a requirement, make sure this says and is going to be super important. And maybe we'll say max entries equals one. So this is a single entry satellite. Okay. So it's going to create a group for all of my satellites where max entries is one. Okay, great. I'm going to rename that and I'm going to call this single entry sats. Okay. For number two here, I'm going to say, okay, then do a group for all of my contests where name includes satellite. Make sure this says and again, and max entries, I would say, is greater than one here, right? This is effectively a satellite that you can enter multiple times. So max entries greater than one, it'll capture everything from 2 to 150. Okay. Then I rename that. And I'll just call it multi-sats. And then we got our last one where I'm just going to create a group for each contest that remains, right? I'm just going to leave it at the baseline. And maybe I just call it everything else. So this should give me three groups, single-entry satellites, multi-entry satellites, or not three groups, but two groups, and then a group for each contest that remains. And you would save that. And then when it gets built, you can, you know, rename it as needed. Oh, you can rename it here. And, you know, just like my custom template, whatever you want to call it, just to differentiate it. But yeah, and then you start it. That way it auto creates on every future build or slate when you have an entry file uploaded. So that's how I would set that up. All right, next question. Second question, is it less likely to be able to take down contests on Saber Starter versus Ultimate? I'd like to do Ultimate, but my budget may be more Starter for now till I can increase bankroll. Good question. So I don't know if thinking about it like from kind of like the lens of like, am I more likely to take it down? You know, the way I like to look at like the subscription tiers, right, are kind of like a staircase. Where you should absolutely, like when you were walking up the stairs, you should step on the first stair before going to the second stair, right? Like make that first comfortable step, find your footing, right? Find a process that works. Get used to SaberSim. Get used to uploading files, downloading files, building lineups, tweaking lineups, kind of customizing everything to kind of your liking. Start to review your results in Contest Flashback. And then kind of once you have like a hang on things, once you start to see some results, right? This is like part of the Saber system. It's like, hey, our first goal is to get you your first 1K win, you know? You know, once you've maybe that's like a goal, right? Like, hey, I'm going to use Starter. I'm going to try and get my first $1,000 win. And then I'm going to try and take the next step up to Ultimate, right? Like that feels like a really good spot to make that next step, right? You've created a process. Yet again, rather than just kind of like jumping, you know, a couple staircases at a time. If you're like an experienced DFS player, you're you know, very familiar with like tools in the industry and, you know, you kind of want to jump. Okay. You know, you've already kind of created that process, right? You have that background, but especially if it's like your first time using an optimizer, maybe you're newer to DFS, maybe you've always just kind of hand built, you know, then I would absolutely stick with Starter. You know, we have plenty of winning players on Starter. We have winning players across all our subscription tiers. So that feels comfortable to you. I would stay there, because what happens if you overextend yourself and then you start losing? You know, you're just going to kind of like dilute your enjoyment of like the process, the entertainment, you know, and everything that drew you here, right? You don't want to dilute that so fast. So it's like playing within your means. You know, you still have access to all the same sims and a lot of the same tools, right? So I would highly recommend sticking with Starter to get that first 1K win. It's like pretty common, something we've been saying a lot. All right. Good question here from Pete Bliner. I'm just going to pull it up. You said average ROI. Where can we find it? It's in this contest sims one. So you go to contest sims here. And I don't know if I could do it on this one. Let's go back. Maybe because I hadn't run a sim. Go back to build two. So I think we did run a sim after all. Yeah, so in this contest sims, you go to target contest, you go to ROI. So that's where you want to do. So if you have a file uploaded, it'll recognize the ROI for a specific contest in your file and then match it to here. I don't have anything uploaded, which is why it's not showing. But if I did, that is exactly what it would be showing me right now, right? Instead, I would have to go and look at average Saber score, because I don't have a file upload. It's like, this is the simple sim ROI. It's basically 32%, but the average ROI would be that contest specific one. So that's what you would want to do there. All right. Before we go to Rashid's question, a follow-up. Thank you. Would the lineup groupings for the sats you showed put all the single entry sats in one group and all the multi in one versus showing all the sats? Yes, it would put it in two total groups. One, all single entries, one, all multi. When I applied the group thing to the sats you recommended, it still shows the individual sats one by one instead of putting them in groups. Okay, do me a favor. Reach out to our support team. Go to this question mark. Go to send us a message and just say like, hey, I'm having trouble, you know, creating my satellite template. Just explain what you want and then send it to us. And then someone on our team will check it out and get back to you and help you figure out how to write that properly. The other thing I might try is saving it. Maybe just open a new build. See if opening a new build gets that to reset. So I would also try that. All right, next question. When using GeoMean, is it as simple as knowing what amount of dupes you would like to filter out and applying it to the lineup groups? Yeah, that's like honestly a really good spot. Sometimes you got to be a little flexible, right? Like of course you want to play unique lineups. Of course you want to play lineups duped under five times, but maybe sometimes it's going to trash, you know, 90% of your pool. Okay. Well then maybe we need to like open up the dupes number, right? Maybe we need to go from 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30. You know, I tend to tell people to be a little bit careful. I think once you start to approach, you know, trashing 50% of your lineup pool, I think that's like probably as far as I would be willing to go. So I would say just be a little cautious with how many lineups you trash. And if you need a little more guidance, we do have I made a tutorial in Discord here, and you can find it in Office Hours channel in the pinned messages. It is this video, which I will just also link here in the chat for anybody who wants to see me do. Think we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.